something that's come up now on a regular basis. It's something that actually came up quite heavily when I was around canvassing the doors, was the access for people with disabilities, especially around our towns, you know, like Carndonagh, Moville, Buncrana, Clonmany, all these towns where there is quite a lot of people using the footpaths for parking cars and for you know, running in and out to shops and whatever. People with disabilities find it extremely difficult now to get around these towns, and there's a number of people that have no other way around, and they have their own sort of, you know, to be able to get out on their own, to be able to go to shops on their own in their wheelchairs, and it's finding it extremely difficult to get around these towns. And I think it's something that both Donegal County Council and the Gardaí need to start looking at, and need to start putting a bit more pressure on to make sure that people are not blocking up the footpaths on towns.
What can be done, in your opinion, exactly to curb the problem? Let's say if a car does park somewhere that doesn't have double yellow lines, for example, they can't necessarily be sanctioned for that, can they?
No, but they can't park up on the footpath either. You know, you can park as long as there's no double yellow line, but you can't put your wheels or your car up on the footpath. The footpath is there for people to walk on and people to use, and people with disabilities can't get round that car because there's no option for them to get down off the footpath because there's no access down. The footpath could be 6 or 7 inches high. That leaves them in a position where they have to turn around and go back. So that might be all right for somebody that's walking by, but it's not all right for somebody that's disabled in a wheelchair that can't get around the area. So that sort of a thing needs to be dealt with by the Gardaí, because that is something that only they can make people move, only they can deal with that. So between both Donegal County Council and the Gardaí, and I know there's a disabled officer being allocated to the council, and the council will be doing a bit more work with these type of things now in the future. So hopefully we can all work together, and it's something that I will be discussing at our National Area meeting on Monday about this as well, so that we can get some type of provisions in place for the towns and villages that allow people with disabilities more free access around the towns, that they can do and go and about their own business at their own pace without having the problems of not being able to get around the town.